This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
This is another KCVI production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen to the rides?
What's going on, world? We are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we are back to vibe with you guys yet one more again.
Let's do it.
Yeah, how you feeling, Earl?
I feel good.
That's what's up.
How about you, Hadamay?
I'm feeling great. Okay. You know, about to go and watch this movie I'm excited about. Been waiting for a few months to see this.
Ready
to get into that.
You gonna tell them what movie it is?
We are going to see Him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They said it's one of the Marlon greatest films, so we're gonna see, because
it's weird seeing him in like serious roles. You know, you get so used to seeing him as like the goofy character.
I mean, he did a good job in that movie, you know, about the Jordan shoes. I forgot the name of it. What's it called? Air?
Air, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much a serious role. He did good on that one, too.
He still have funny moments in that, though.
Yeah.
Like, seeing him in, like, a real, this is supposed to be, like, a horror movie.
But I'm pretty sure they're going to be funny moments, too. I mean, because it's Marlon.
I'm excited for it, though. I am excited. Jumpstarting your birthday weekend.
You ain't have to say that now.
I'm turning 72.
Oh, snap. Opposite, 27.
Yeah, okay. Okay. In some dream world, you're 27.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's dive into what we're talking about today. Today I want to talk about group chats.
Okay. Let's talk about group chats.
Yeah, because I think everybody out there has a group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are wanted, some of them are unwanted.
Yeah.
Unwanted group chats. Oh, I hate being put in unwanted group chats. When you just gotta silence the whole group. Yeah.
It is such a strong word. You heavily dislike it. Right?
I do not like being put in group chats.
Hate is a strong word.
But how do we always start? With a quote.
Go ahead.
We're going to start with a quote. Today's quote is coming from John Steinbeck. John Steinbeck. He is an American author from way back yonder. And he said, "You know how advice is. You only want it if it agrees with you."
Mm.
Oh, time out. Oops.
Go ahead. This is live and direct, people.
Listen. Okay. Start over. John Steinbeck, American author, said, "You know how advice is. You only want it if it agrees with what you want it to do anyway."
Yeah.
Run that back?
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, "You know how advice is. You only want it if it agrees with what you want it to do anyway."
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It only agrees with what you wanted to do anyway.
What did you just say? Because I think you just misheard everything I said. Go ahead.
Did you say it only agrees with what you wanted to do anyway? That ain't what you said.
What does that mean to you?
Oh, my brain just...
Your brain is doing something right now. What does that mean to you?
Well, you don't want to agree with something that you don't want to agree with. If you already got your mind made up about something and is somebody's listen telling you something different.
Listen to the sound of my voice.
Go ahead, say close it. Close your eyes. Maybe I heard it differently.
You ready?
Go ahead.
You know how advice is.
Mm-hmm.
You only want it if it agrees with what you wanted to do anyway.
Yeah. You only agree with what you wanted to do anyway.
You only agree if it's what you wanted to do anyway.
What's the difference between what I said and what you just said? That's the same thing.
No. You know how you go out and you ask somebody for some advice?
Yeah.
But in the back of your mind, you know what you want to do?
Yeah.
So if what the advice that they give you is totally opposite of what you wanted to do, you're not going to agree with it.
Of course you ain't going
to
agree with it.
So you're not going to be open to take that advice because you already got your mind made up as to what it is you want to do anyway.
Kind of.
No, that's what the quote's saying.
Yeah. Okay.
That's I'm just breaking it down.
Yeah.
Just cliff noting it for
you. Okay.
It's a one line quote, but I'm just cliff noting it for
you. Okay. Go ahead and cliff note it. I mean, I understood what it was.
Segment one.
All right, let's go.
All right. All right, so segment one. The first question is, why do we run to the root jab?
It could be for different reasons. I mean, depending on, like you said, whether you're a part of one that you want to be a part of or one that you don't. The reason that, because I'm not really a part, the only group chat I'm a part of is the one we got as a family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the reason I run to it like that, okay, birthdays, happy Mother's Day, happy Father's Day, stuff like that. I mean, but some people got other reasons, like they trying to get some advice on something or they trying to get help with something or need assistance. I mean, it just depends on the person and what the group chat is about. If it's a work group chat, you know, it could be one of those things where it's like, okay, well, no, a potluck at the job, what are you bringing? Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean,
well, I have two things to hit on here.
Yeah.
Okay, the first reason people run to group chats is usually the need to vent, okay?
Okay.
Some people choose to share with their friends instead of sharing with their partners. Okay. If they want to vent about something, they want to get something off their chest, they're going to run to a group chat that they got with the homegirls.
Yeah.
They're going to ask for their opinion. It's that needs to vent.
Yeah.
Something's going on in their life, okay? The second thing is emotional validation, you know? Some people just need to hear that you're not crazy factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, both of those are dangerous.
How so?
In your opinion, how do you feel those are dangerous?
I mean, because I mean, you're getting advice from a friend or
I'm sorry, home, I need to find my water. Okay. I'm listening.
Home girl or homeboy, right? Uh-huh. You're getting that advice from them, and I'm gonna admit, look, most of the times when you see stuff like that happening, and
that was loud. I'm sorry. Yeah,
when you see stuff like that happening, The homegirl or the homeboy may not even be in a relationship with anybody.
Right.
Or they could be in a relationship with somebody, but they're not, like, married or anything like that. And it really kind of, I'm not saying you can't get advice from other people that are not in your situation, but a married.
You're getting too far ahead, though.
Okay, so you asked me a question.
This right here, no, it's the need to vent.
Yeah, the need to vent.
That's not asking for advice. Some people just need to vent.
Okay, when you vent, I mean, you're putting your business out there.
Yeah, it's the need to vent. That's one reason that people run to a group chat.
Okay.
And the second reason is emotional validation.
Okay. So how are they dangerous?
Because when, this is going to take us into segment two real quick, okay? And segment two is pretty much the bias factor, right?
Okay.
It's dangerous because 9 times out of 10, your family, your friends are going to have your back. And they're going to 9 times out of 10 agree with what it is that you say. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I run to my group chat, my homegirls, or if I run to my family, my sisters, if you run to your mother, if you run to your sisters, if you tell them an issue, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to try to let you see both sides of the story. I mean, my sisters will.
Yeah.
My sisters will call me out on BS. But they're going to 9 times out of 10 take your back, you know?
I'm going to tell you, because, you know, we real on here, mm-hmm. right? That's the blurred line. Because like you said, of course, you know, you'll expect your family and your friends to have your back, but you got, like, your sister, your younger sister, both your sisters cool, but your younger sister, she's a realist. And your other sister is too.
Mm-hmm.
They both realists. And I honestly believe that if you was wrong in the situation, they would tell you. They were like, nah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I said, my sisters are different. When I run to my sisters, they're going to call me on BS. It is what it is. But there are some people out there, like, honestly, with your mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your mother's eyes, you can do no wrong. In your mother's eyes, everything that you say is golden. You get what I'm saying? So if you were to run to your mother with a problem, 9 times out of 10, she's not going to be like, well, son, let me tell you. She's going to try to validate what it is that you said. Which turns into like cloudy judgment, and it can escalate arguments, right?
Yeah.
There's times.
Are you talking about my particular mama, or just in general?
Like a mother in general.
A mother in general. Okay, I got you.
Again, some people aren't going to be like that.
Yes.
I'm gonna talk about that in a second, but right now it's like cloudy judgment. Escalates arguments. You get what I'm saying? So if me and you were to be in a heated discussion,
yeah,
and we were to go back and forth, and you'd be like, I'm finna call my mama. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm right. I know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. You just don't want to agree that you're wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you call your mom, and your mom validates everything that you're saying and all that other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I say it can escalate arguments, because that can turn into a bigger argument. Yeah. I can be like, I don't care what your mama got to say anyway. You know what I'm saying? And it turns into a bigger argument.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the cloudy judgment comes in is, say, for instance, you sit in your car and you make a call to your mom, right? If your mom isn't that quote-unquote realist, like you said, she's going to boost your head up with everything that you want to hear.
She's gonna validate,
and it's gonna cloud your judgment.
Yeah.
You're no longer gonna be able to see that other person's, you know, point of view, mm-hmm. because your stuff has been validated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that brings me to what you were talking about. There's a clear difference, right, between truth tellers and cheerleaders in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I think I have lost a good amount of people. I have you know, ticked off a good amount of people because at the end of the day, I'm not a cheerleader. I'm a truth teller.
Yeah.
So if you wrong, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be like, oh, sis, you wrong for that. Or I don't know about that, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to try to tell you the truth, because me, if I was wrong in a situation, I would want somebody to tell me the truth. You know, and the people that I still talk to, you know, that are still in my circle, which I can probably name on one hand, are the people that come to me and I'll be like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, okay. And then they might either see it in that time or call me back later and be like, bruh, now that I sat back and thought about it, you know, you were kind of right.
Yeah.
I'm a truth teller, but everybody doesn't like that.
No, everybody don't like it. You know, like we heard before, the truth hurts, right?
All
right.
Some people have that, have that need to have cheerleaders in their life more so than truth tellers.
And that's the mistake, right? That's where it becomes dangerous right there, right?
Right.
Because everybody wants to be validated. Don't nobody like being wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be wrong? Nobody likes being wrong. But if you ain't got a person on your team, I ain't gonna say on your team, but that you consider a homeboy or a homegirl or whatever, and they ain't gonna just keep it real with you, keep it 8 more than 92 and say, hey,
right,
like you was talking about, hey, you was wrong.
Right.
Is that person really your friend?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got to look at it like, I like sports, right?
Yeah.
Everybody likes sports. The majority of people like sports, right? Yeah, so this is something that'll kind of touch everybody, right? You look at it like sports.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the team is losing by 50 points.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those cheerleaders are still going to be cheering like it is the best team in the world. Yeah. They're getting blown. That's their job.
Yeah.
Their job is to, even when they know for a fact that they are losing, their job is to be like, go team, go.
Yep.
You got this. There's 2 seconds left on the clock, but you can still make this 50-point comeback. You know what I'm saying? That's a cheerleader's job.
Yeah.
Then you have truth tellers. Truth tellers can either be the fans in the audience, like, bruh, get your head out your, you know what I'm saying? Or the truth tellers can be the coaches on the sidelines. Yep. Like, hey, let me tell you what you are doing wrong.
Yeah.
Is a person always going to want to hear what they're doing wrong? No. But if they take that advice and they think about it, they got the building blocks to doing better. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's a hundred. Hitting the nail on the head. It's just that we as human beings have the tendency to be so prideful.
Yeah, that is true.
And like you said, like if you got a person, like somebody's mama always validating them, or not even a mother, somebody's always validating them, that gives them that extra boost of confidence to be like, hell,
right,
I'm right. She or he wrong or whatever, because they agree with me, not you, you know? And it's like, even though you dead wrong, you still feel like you're right because somebody else agreed with you. And then you bringing that to the table, which causing even more turmoil.
Right.
Yeah, that's tricky, man.
It really is. I know me as a person. Like I said, I'm a truth teller. Yeah. And my biggest line, like people will call me and tell me something, and I'll be like, look, not to play devil's advocate, but you know what I'm saying? That's me, a truth teller. You know what I'm saying? Me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have truth tellers in my circle than to have a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Because I think there is a time and a place. There's a time where I need you to be my cheerleader. Yeah. I got a new business venture that I want to go on. For sure, you know, you over there like, yeah, go ahead, girl. Go off then. You know what I'm saying? I would rather have truth tellers in my circle.
Yes.
You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because I feel like the truth is going to come out regardless. So the truth is going to either come out like with you telling me directly or you mean, I don't care what nobody say. Everybody has a group chat that they are in, right?
Yeah.
That sometimes they come out of the group chat and they got to go to a side chat. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Mm. Yes. Females, me as a female, I tell you, it happens all the time. You know, let's go into this next segment, right? Segment 3 is drama fuel or damage control. Okay.
Okay.
Screenshot whores.
You said screenshot.
I'm sorry, baby.
Good.
Screenshot whores.
Okay.
Not whores, but horrors. Like horrors. Scary. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were talking about somebody on the side of the corner.
Story time.
Yeah.
I once had this associate. Right?
Yeah.
And we're in a group chat together. If this associate is listening, hey, you gonna remember this story. We were in a group chat when we were cool, right? And we're planning a trip.
Yeah.
And we were talking back and forth in like the group chat, right? And something happened and she took a screenshot and she went to send it to me individually and unknowingly sent it to the group chat.
Oh damn.
And it kind of all blew up, right? So it's like, oh, snap. And there are times when that's going to happen. But when I said the truth is going to come out regardless, the truth is going to come out whether you're telling me, like we're in the group chat going back and forth with all our homegirls and you're telling me, or you're going to come on the side and you're going to text one of our other homegirls on the side and be like, y'all know she dead wrong for this, right? So regardless, the truth is going to come out. So me, I'm the type of person is, if you are going to tell the truth about me, tell the truth about me to my face.
Yeah.
Don't have me thinking one thing and all reality is something totally different.
Man.
Like, I've told you for years, I hate when people have me out here looking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, don't have me out here looking stupid. If you got something to say, I'd rather you say it to my face. Be a truth teller. Yeah. Don't be a cheerleader. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Tell me the truth. Let me know, man. Don't fake it. Don't fake it. And, if it's
gonna come out.
Exactly. And it's something that I don't agree with. Yeah, I mean we'll have that conversation together.
Yeah.
We'll have that conversation together. But don't be out here and ha 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 in my
I
face.
I mean, Apple has changed us and made us a lot better, because now it's that feature where you can unsend a message. And you just got to hope that person don't see it before you unsend it. But before that happened, it's like, I used to be talking to 50 different people and end up texting one person the wrong thing.
Yeah, I mean, because that can happen.
Like I said, I had an associate that freaking, I have texted her some off the wall stuff that was not meant for her.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, girl, what? Or don't think this is for me. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Because, you know, you just back and forth. So again, it can get you in some trouble.
Yeah.
But now, damage control, you know, that's friends. It's like, let's think about this. But you also have drama fuel, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, some friends like to stir the pot.
Yeah.
Just to get the story.
Exactly. Yep.
Just kind of be a little nosy. Okay. We are watching. Well, I am watching. I'm not going to say we are watching. I'm watching Divorced Sisters. Right. And, one of the first scenes was, it's a group of homegirls, right?
Yeah.
And like two homegirls was talking about something. And this other homegirl wanted to know, but didn't really know. So she was like dropping hints to try to get the other homegirl to tell her the story. And the other homegirl's just like, how much do you know? She's like, how much do you know? And it's like they're stirring the pot trying to get a full story.
Yeah.
Does that happen with dudes too?
I mean, you kind of asked the wrong person, because I don't really associate with too many people. I kind of stated myself, but I'm pretty sure it does. I mean, because, you know, you get in conversation and you be like, hey, bro, you good, man? You know, I've heard this before. Hey, bro, you good, man? Yeah, I'm good, man. Nah, bro, something going on with you. And then, you know, they start digging. And eventually, you know, that person going to reveal the information that they need. You know, it's like digging for a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep digging. Eventually, they're going to hit that treasure. And then Pandora's box is open.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a lot of drama. You know what I'm saying? Drama fed. And, you know, even, like you said, adding stuff, stirring it, and making it something bigger than what it was to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
You know, even while I was in the army, because you know, we deployed together.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got nothing to do when you ain't outside the wire, but sit there and talk to the people that you're living with.
Right.
And some of them guys became like real close and best friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where it was like they talked to each other all the time. And then you know, some spouses weren't doing what they was. No.
Right.
when these guys deployed, you know, they spouses wasn't being real.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, word gets around real quick.
Right.
So, yeah, I seen that happen.
So that brings us to, like, the flip side of things, where sometimes friends and or family can come in and kind of save the day.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that can happen too.
There's moments where you have a situation going on that you're not aware of, that you're blind to, like I was just talking about, that someone can come and bring up to you and let you know, hey, you know, this, that, and the third is going on. Yeah. Or, hey, be careful how you move around certain people.
Yeah.
Hey, be careful how you talk to certain people and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's a pot that's getting stirred on the outside, but some people have that common courtesy to come to you and be like, hey,
yeah,
you might want to watch how you move,
because
I'm pretty sure we have all worked with or been around, been involved with an individual that seems one way when they're talking to you.
Yeah.
But then when they're talking to the next person, they're a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
And you Fake. Probably had to, right. You probably had someone come to you and be like, watch how you move around that individual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whole time, you like, what you mean? You know, they cool.
Yeah.
I ain't seen no issue. And then later on down the line, them true colors start coming out.
Start
showing. You know what I'm saying? So some people like sending out warnings.
Yeah.
It's just up to you whether or not you're going to take heed to those warnings.
Yeah, and them true friends, too. Like, let's say, hey, you're trying to figure something out, right? You're like, oh, man, I think my man is doing that or my woman is doing that. You know, sometimes they know stuff and they can come to you and be like, look, man, ain't that going on with such and such.
Right.
So, you know, they ain't doing nothing.
Right.
You just you misinformed and misconstrued
mm-hmm.
with whatever information that you have.
Right.
And that's not really happening because I know. You know yeah. what I'm saying? You got people that are real like that too.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you have social media nowadays too, right?
Yeah.
And that social media crossover is what makes stuff a lot. I'm not gonna say a lot more because that don't sound right. It makes it more tricky because you have like private conversations mm-hmm. that are now becoming a public spectacle.
Yeah.
And you have people subtweeting. You know what a subtweet is?
No, I don't really.
It's like someone will go online and post something, and you low key know that they going through something in life. It's like a blind females getting on there, and now all of a sudden they profile picture is no longer them and they significant other, and then they have some post about, oh, when you think you got everything right and now you're having to start, you know,
you open the doors
like that, right? Yeah. And group chats get started about you.
Yeah.
And you wonder why your eye is twitching and stuff because you subtweeting on social media. And when you do that, you have nothing left to do but have people assume. I mean, you know what they say about assumptions. You make assumptions about people, you tend to make an ass out of yourself.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you leave it to people just assume what's going on in your life.
Exactly.
And that's how rumors get started.
Exactly.
That's how other group chats about you get started. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
But since we are the KC Vibe podcast, and we do like focusing on relationships and couples and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make segment 4 about setting boundaries, okay?
Okay.
There is a thin line when it comes to boundaries, especially if you are in a relationship. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
People need to learn how to balance privacy with actual, you know, outside advice from people. How to balance privacy with advice.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So, like, when to be private, when to have advice for other people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I honestly think as couples, we should have, quote unquote, off limits.
Okay.
For the group chat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know me. I wrote a list.
Yeah.
And, we'll post this list on social media so you guys don't have to get out a pen and a piece of paper. But I wrote a list on tips for couples setting off-limit topics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have some rules here. We'll give you the rules and why it's a rule.
Okay.
Make sense? Want me to do the first one?
So you see what I'm talking about? Go ahead.
All right. So rule number 1 is agree on intimacy being sacred.
Yeah.
So the rule is no details about your sex life, intimacy routines, or bedroom disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the why is it protects trust and keeps your most personal space from becoming entertainment for other people.
Exactly. And man, first of all, as a man, I'm just going to speak from a man's perspective. As a man, why in the heck would I want my homeboy to know what my lady, especially if we married, is doing with me in the bedroom? You just inviting. You inviting it.
I mean, some guys and females also look at it as like bragging rights. Because it's like, your wife don't do that, bro. Let me tell you what my wife do.
And that's not
conversations
good.
That people started doing when they were like teenagers.
Yeah,
and some people can't let that go. Some people don't realize that there's a happy balance between
your marriage and dating. But then they want to wonder why my homegirl trying to link up with my man or woman.
Right.
Because you done told them that they doing this to you and they ain't getting it done to them. Of course, they going to try to see what that's all about.
Right.
And they going to go behind your back. It don't matter if y'all been cool for 15, 20, 30 years, he gonna or she gonna try to figure out what's up with that.
Right. So rule number 1 is agreeing that intimacy is sacred. Okay. All
right.
I'll do 2. I'll let you do 2. You wanna do that?
Yeah, we can make that.
Okay. Rule number 2, finances stay private. Okay?
Yeah.
So the rule is no sharing how much your partner makes, what you're saving or spending your money on, or what your money fights are about. Mm-hmm. Why? Money issues are already sensitive, and outside voices can add unnecessary judgment to what you and your partner are doing within your relationship.
Yeah. That's kind of tricky. I get it. And you don't need to be sharing that information with nobody outside of your house except for you and your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I don't know. I've had conversations with this, not just with people. Like, I'm like, bro, how the heck, you know what I'm saying? I said, yeah, that's a nice computer you got, you know what I'm saying? The gaming system you got there. I said, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know that thing about 2-3, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what's up? Like, hey, look, man, my wife, she lets me get a weekly or monthly allowance to spend money on what I want to spend on. And that next person tried to take that into their relationship. Hey, man, well Frank, I don't know Frank, that's a random name.
Hey, oh, Frank.
Frank. Frank, wife let him do this and spend his money on this. You try to bring that into your relationship, that can lead into problems, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I think personally, your finances should be between you.
You and yeah.
Your significant spouse. Other yeah. And the bank.
Absolutely.
Outside of that, nobody should know what you make.
Unless you got like a financial advisor or something.
It's still a part of the bank. So it's like no one should know what's going on with your money.
Yeah.
It's like a Pandora's box.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Someone figure out. You make how much?
Mm.
Okay, well, next time my lights about to cut off I need about a hundo.
You already told
me how much you make. Told me how much your homeboy make. And what ends up happening is the group chat thinks because you got the money, everybody got the money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It becomes a group effort. It's like, bro, you ain't in this.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with helping people
how
out.
How many times?
To that extent, it's kind of crazy.
You know what's crazy? I'm going to put your business out there, like, briefly, okay? I'm not going to name any names or anything, but briefly, I'm going to put your business out there, okay?
Right.
How many times have you had a homeboy hit you up in your freaking messenger and be like, I see you doing well. I was just wondering if I can get some help with something. You get what I'm saying?
That's happened more than I can count.
Yeah, it's like, what does how I'm living my life have to do with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see how you see me on social media, but you don't know what I do outside of social media.
Exactly. And people, some of these people I ain't talked to in years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I ain't seen him in a long time, man. You know, I'm going to set that a friend request. We used to be cool back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, as soon as I do that, I get a IM or whatever you call DM.
Not an IM. You just showed your age, bro.
I made a DM. Hey, I ain't no spring chicken, I know that. But I get a DM, and I'm like, what the hell? So, hey, bro, how you been, man? I'm good, bro. Then the conversation always leads to, hey, man, let me hold something. Hey, bro.
Yeah. Nigga, it starts out smooth, right?
I ain't spoke to you in how long, bro?
Right.
You just going to come off at me and ask me for something?
So finances should stay private.
Yeah.
You want me to read them and you just respond? Can you read my handwriting?
Yeah, but you got beautiful
handwriting. No, rule number three. That's like chicken scratch right there.
Small. All right, let me see what we got. No play-by-play at fights?
Oh, my God. I'll read.
Yeah, go ahead and read.
Lord, if you listen to the podcast, y'all know my husband struggles with that Georgia education.
You wrote it. No play-by-play. What?
No play-by-play of your fights, okay?
Okay, all right.
The rule is don't give your friends a live update of every argument. Nah. Why? It can make disagreements seem bigger than it is and turn your friends against your significant other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If every time you get into a fight, if every time we get into a fight, you're running to Steve and you're telling Steve everything I did wrong, Steve is going to start looking at me a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So when everything's good between us, in the back of Steve's mind, he's going to remember what I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, like, the biggest advice I give people is when you're arguing with your significant other, when it comes to outside people, just shut up. Yep. How many times have I said that?
I heard you say it plenty of times.
I'd be like, respectfully, I just need you to just shut up. Stop telling everybody.
Yeah.
You putting everybody in your business. you're giving everybody a right to have an opinion on what's going on with your individual,
yeah,
you know, some relationship sense, yeah. Because you putting them out there.
Yeah.
That right there is crazy to me.
It is crazy, man. I mean, not just putting it out there. Not it ain't even gotta be friend, like a real close friend. People put the stuff on social media.
Right. You know,
and get on live and just yes, she a B B B. I'm like,
and then the following week they love you. Yeah, they're back together. I'm like, hands. It's
why you think everybody wanna know what's going on in your situation? Now the ones that wanna know are probably don't have no good intentions when they're right. trying to dig that information. They just looking about for you. Drama. They're looking for drama. And
they can't afford Netflix, so they looking exactly. for you for their entertainment. Is and, what it is.
Yes, we know everybody have disagreements in relationships.
You
know,
but you don't have to give up.
You don't have to give up that. And I don't give a damn. Look, my job is to, my wife is incredible, okay?
Well, thank you.
And
David.
My job is to make sure that you look at her as an incredible person, mm-hmm. regardless of what situation that we're having. Mm-hmm. Hell, if we're even having an argument, you won't even know.
Right.
You won't even know.
Because I'm not going to run to everybody.
Exactly. I'm not going to put my business in the streets. I don't care if you close to me. I don't care if you family. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and call you and be like, hey.
Let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on with me and my wife.
Mm-hmm. Rule number four is hard.
Yeah.
For me. Okay.
Yeah.
It says family style drama stays in-house. Okay. If it involves your kids, that's easy for me. This is the hard one.
Yeah.
Your in-laws.
Ah, yeah.
Or parents.
Yeah.
Decide together what's safe to share. Why? Because once family tea is spilled, it is hard to take back. That is hard for me. Not with my kids, because stuff that happens with my kids, I'm not going to be on the phone like, let me tell you what happened. Because you see so many memes about, like, that's what the older ones used to do back in the day. You do something, then they on the phone with their sisters, your auntie know all your business, all that. So mm-hmm. I've never been like that with my kids. We mm-hmm. we discuss stuff with our kids. My in-laws was difficult, though. Because I went through a time frame. Like, right now, it's better now.
Yeah.
Like, I like to think that we're in a better place now.
Yeah.
But if you listen to season one of the podcast, you'll know that, you know, I wasn't involved with my in-laws. Like, yeah. I chose to separate myself because I got tired of trying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Growth and maturity has changed that now. But back in the day, that's how I thought. So when stuff used to happen, I couldn't go to my husband and be like, let me tell you what your mama did type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Me and a lot of my homegirls have a mutual type of relationship with our mother-in-laws.
It's always.
And it's something that we used to share. And yeah. whenever something happened, I used to be freaking on my phone and we used to just be texting back and forth.
Yeah. Okay.
So that right there used to be difficult. But now I think it's getting a lot better since we have established, yeah. you know, I'm not going to say a relationship, but a way to go about establishing yeah. a relationship.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, once family tea is spilled, it's spilled.
I know.
So now that everybody knows all the bad that has happened within our relationship with my in-laws, people already got a what's up, baby?
No, I was just reading that again.
Oh, you want me to read it again?
Yeah, because I kind of didn't. Is it about the it in-laws says, or about?
Yes. It says, okay. Family-style drama stays in-house. If it involves your kids, yeah, in-laws, or parents, yeah. decide together whether it's safe to share. Because once family tea is spilled, it's hard to take back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, okay. I see what you're saying. I thought it was more about when, like, stuff happened with the kids, do you share that information with your in-laws? That's what I was kind of thinking.
I mean, that's
about.
Too.
Yeah.
It's like certain, you have to decide, like, there are certain things that we've went through with our kids that have yeah. stayed in our household. Yeah. It's like, yeah. you're not telling your mama, your daddy, yeah. your uncle, your cousin, all that other stuff. It's like it stays within the family.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
if it's something that's like, I just really just need outside advice,
mm-hmm.
we usually come together and yeah. you're like, you think you should just call your mom yeah. and ask her what she would do in exactly. this situation? It's stuff like that.
Yeah. yeah. And
that we decide together.
And I agree with that because, look, 9 out of 10 times, you know, they are parents, so they probably went through this before.
Right.
And they probably got advice from their parents. So it's a trickle down effect.
Right.
But, yeah, but certain things, yes, yeah, stay in the house. Yeah.
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 Because once family tea is spilled, it's hard to get back. Right. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. A lot of people in my life know everything it is that I have went through with my in-laws. So they already have this pre-existing feeling about my in-laws because of the way that, you know, they have treated me. Give me 2 seconds, babe. I just got to readjust this mic. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you good now?
I feel like I'm going in and out. All right, so rule number five. Shut up. Rule number five.
Yeah.
It always comes back to social media, right?
Yeah.
No posting without consent, okay? So the rule is before posting screenshots, inside jokes, or memes about your partner, get their okay first. Make sure that they cool with it. Why? Because it protects against embarrassment and social media of it. Protects against embarrassment and keeps social media from becoming messy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it depends on severity. Like, if you know if it's something light and simple, like, you know, I think I've posted a couple pictures or memes or something like that and tattooing it before.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nothing that was, like, embarrassing, you know. But you got to know the parameters of what you're posting.
Right.
Like, if it's
and, like, if you're real in your relationship, you'll know if it's something that's like, I shouldn't post this.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I think I posted a couple things, like, how you get in the shower and the water's hot enough to burn the flesh off my goddamn body.
But it's true. You know what I'm saying?
You know, stuff like that, you know.
It's not something where it's like, let me show you how her draws look.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That stuff like that is different.
Yeah.
Like, if it's lighthearted like that, and I think it depends on the relationship that you're into. Like, we're in a relationship where we can be free and open because we know our limits.
Yeah.
We've been together long enough to know, no, that might push some buttons. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
If you got common sense, you'll know
where
the limits are.
Right.
So, come on now. Come on. Don't be out here embarrassing your spouse or your...
Right.
Or whoever you with.
So, personally, I believe that each couple, should set a safe to share list. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, together, couples need to sit down, make a short list of what's okay to say, what's okay not to say, what's okay to share, what's okay not to share, you know? And that keeps group chats, social media, talkbacks, all that. It keeps it fun without crossing any lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we were to go on a double date with somebody, you should know off top, off dome, what's safe to discuss and what's safe not to discuss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we were to go do a guest podcast with somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We have already developed a list of what's, like, cool to talk about and what should still kind of be between us.
Yeah.
Like, we discuss a lot on this podcast. Yeah. Like, we put a lot of our stuff out there. That was the whole purpose of us starting this podcast.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of starting this podcast is because, you know, we are going through stuff in life. And we'll watch TV or we'll watch a movie and notice that the couples were going through the same stuff. And we were like, dang, we ain't the only ones who go through that. So we wanted to start a platform that shows people, you know, you're not the only ones.
Yeah.
All couples go through stuff. All couples have disagreements and all that. But at the end of the day, it's how you go through handling those disagreements, whether you let it make or break you. So we're an open platform. We talk about a lot of stuff, but best believe there's still a lot of stuff that Chad and I have gone through that you guys don't know about.
Yeah.
That you guys will never know about because at the end of the day, certain things should remain sacred within our relationship.
Absolutely.
And I say that as I'm being an open book, but even with my open book, there's certain chapters that's going to have to be taken out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So... certain things that, you know, are restricted, and you got to have that because you don't want people to weaponize the information you give them
right
against you. Not only against you, but against your spouse, mm-hmm. and your spouse may not even know that you told them
right
this information. It's catch them blindsided, and they like, how the hell did they know about this?
You right.
know? And why do they know about this, and they know about this, and they?
Right.
Now it's all over the place, and now our business is out there because you decided
and
to have that.
And the most embarrassing thing is having someone slip up and say something, and you yeah. looking at your spouse like, oh, shoot. Yeah, yeah, my bad, I told them that.
Come on now.
That's the most embarrassing
thing.
And
that right there, sometimes you can't recover from that. It depends on how strong you and that person are in that relationship.
Right.
It may not be no coming back from it.
However, but.
Yeah.
Final segment. Okay. Segment 5.
Okay, let's get it.
Positive group chat energy.
We got
okay.
a date coming up. We got to get it. We got a date.
I know. look at you watching the clock. I got this.
We got a date.
Segment 5, positive group chat energy, okay?
Okay.
You have to have a circle that holds you accountable, calls mm-hmm. you out, and lifts you up,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you got that type of group chat, mm-hmm. that type of group chat energy, I don't think that's a bad thing. If
yeah.
you have group chats that know how to separate being a cheerleader and being a truth teller.
Yeah.
I don't see an issue with that, you know?
No.
But it takes you realizing the difference between having messy friends
yeah.
and having mature friends.
Yeah. But here's the kicker, right? All right, so you got to have the ability to distinguish that, right?
Mm-hmm.
To distinguish who's been messy, who's not, and who's willing to hold you accountable for the things that you do when you're wrong. But let's say you had this group chat going on for a long time. All those friends that you got, they did that, right?
Mm.
But do you not think people can change?
They yeah,
come
that
from
is
being
true.
Cool and keeping the reals to becoming messy,
right?
Because they're jealous of you. Or something
I mean,
like
you
that?
Laugh and you said earlier, dang, how many group chats are you in? Yeah, sometimes you gotta change your group chat.
Yeah.
Sometimes mm-hmm. you gotta change who you talk to. Sometimes you gotta change your circle. I tell people all the time, my circle is extremely small, like extremely
yeah.
small.
Yeah,
like if you fart, you might push yourself out of my circle. That's how small my circle is.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I think maturing and growing is realizing that you don't have to have a full entourage.
Yeah.
You gotta have a stable group of people. I told you the other day that I'm at the point in my life where I realized that I have my husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bestie.
Absolutely.
That's my ace, boom, coon. You get what I'm saying? And I don't have to have all these other people around me.
Yeah.
I went through so much time saying, okay, well, this is a friend group. I need to get these girlfriends together. We need to go do girls' nights.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that if you have that set of people. But I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Like, I have been stood up on freaking girls' night dates and
yeah.
all that. Bro, I don't need that in my life. I'm grown
exactly,
as hell.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm that's like growth and maturity.
Yeah.
yeah you
yeah.
know, realizing that I can separate mature friends from messy friends. I can separate the people that I can talk to from the people that I can't talk to.
Yeah.
And I have this ability of being able to cut people off.
Mm-hmm.
When the time comes.
The time comes, yep.
I can remain cordial with certain people, but we not besties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand, definitely.
You're not going to know all my business.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, your business is your business, and your business is between you and your spouse or whoever you with.
Right.
I mean, it's okay to have friends, but, yeah, there's a limit.
Yeah, but that's that positive energy when it comes to group chats, but it's up to you to decide.
Yeah.
You know that person, and you know when a person is for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know when a person
exactly.
really. If a person giving you a bunch of bad advice and you keep
yeah.
taking it and you
yeah.
keep ending up deeper and deeper in holes,
yeah.
you know it's about time to cut that individual
yeah.
off. So you know, you know that you know
and
that you know.
You know what kills me?
What's that?
Is when people say, "Well, I didn't know it was bad advice." There's something in you that tells you, maybe I should not listen. You know
right.
that. Like it's like you didn't know it was bad advice for real. You have something in your nature that tells you maybe I shouldn't
right.
be listening to this person.
And it's like I try for the most part when I talk to people, I just be like, yo, in my opinion, Like, this is just me.
Yeah, just me.
In my opinion. Because I don't want you to take my advice and run for it and be like, Kenesha told me to leave my husband. No, I didn't. I did not say that. I did not say that at all. I will never tell somebody, leave him. No, I will give my opinion on what it is that I want to do. But at the end of the day, again, growth and maturity, you have to know what part of my advice to listen to, what part of my advice to run with, and what part of my advice to be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you what it is. I want to tell you. I'm a truth teller. If you wrong, I'm going to tell you wrong. So if you on my friends list and you come to me expecting me to just agree with everything you say, it's not going to happen. Because wrong is wrong, period. Yep. And I'm going to call you out on it.
No point in shooting.
I do that with my husband. Don't I, baby?
Yeah. Even though sometimes made me mad, but she made me realize.
And so if I do it with him, I'm going to definitely do it with y'all.
Yep.
It is what it is. That's just me being real. I'm going to do it in a nice way, but I'm going to be real.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's jump into closing, baby. You're right. We do got a date we got to get to.
Okay. Well,
what would you like people to know?
Look, I think I've said this before. Don't let everybody in your business. I mean, there is information that, you know, that if you need help with or something like that and you're trying to get a different perspective, you can get that perspective, but gain that perspective with the most limited information that you can give about your current situation and relationship.
Period.
Because you don't want nobody to weaponize information that you give them that can be used against you to basically end that relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your decision whether you want to end that relationship, but don't make it that much more harder on yourself to do so.
Mm.
And I believe, I mean, well, just come to my fellas. Look, I mean, here's what it is. Is what it is. I would never, like, if you came to me, I would never downplay any type of negative downfall on your relationship. But like my wife said, the same thing she does, give positive reinforcement and tell you what I do from my perspective. Yeah, I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't tell you anything that you want to hear, but I will tell you what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whether you agree with it or not, that's your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Run with it or take it with a grain of salt. That's it.
Right.
One more thing.
Okay.
Group messages. I'm not a part of any group messages.
You sure enough ain't. But you really ain't got friends like that either.
I don't hang around people.
Talk to people.
I don't have a crowd. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I stay to myself. And that's one of the reasons why. But that is just my personal belief.
Because
I don't want nobody out there saying, hey, look, Chad said that.
Right.
What's going on with him and Kenesha?
Mm-hmm.
I know you got thing going business.
Period.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, me, I look at it like this. Group chats are okay to a certain extent, okay?
Yeah.
Group chats are okay as long as you remember that people's opinions are like booty holes. Everybody got one. You get what I'm saying?
Hopefully.
Majority of them stink.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, you have to learn how to take people's opinion with a grain of salt, and you have to learn how to trust your own instincts while listening to other people's opinions.
Yep.
You have to learn how to stand on your own two feet. You got to learn how to stop trying to run to a group chat for validation in everything that you do. You have to learn how to take responsibility and accountability for certain actions. You got to learn how to not surround yourself with people who's just going to throw you up on the pedestal and be like, yeah, girl, you right. And you got to learn how to be okay with people telling you that you're wrong. Sometimes you got to learn how to look in the mirror and find common denominators and figure out why it is that every time you're in a relationship, your significant other is getting mad at you because everybody knows your business and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take all of that stuff that I just said and you bottle up together and you listen to my advice, maybe, just maybe, you might find success in your life. Because at the end of the day, you have to learn how to be in a relationship with your partner. You, mm-hmm. your partner, and whatever God you follow is who should be in your relationship. Don't have everybody in your business. We got a whole podcast on that.
So no.
Run back and listen to it if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Because if you invite outside forces into your relationship, not everybody's rooting on your
come up.
Right. Some people praying on your
downfall.
Hey. So just remember that, y'all. Just remember that. Not everybody is rooting for you. Not everybody wants you to be, you know, sitting on top of the world. Some people live their life saying that they have a group of friends, but one person in their friend group can't be higher than them. They always want to be on the top of the pyramid. And sometimes they're going to use something to bring you down just to take your spot, just so they can stay on top of that pyramid. It's crazy. So ask for discernment.
Yeah.
Know when to recognize that's what people are doing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And ask that those people be removed out of your life so that you can go and you can live a successful life.
Yeah.
And you got to realize that sometimes a team is just two people. I'm okay with my team. Yeah. Well, three people. You feel me? I'm okay with my team. My team is Gucci.
Yeah.
You like your team?
My team is magnificent.
Yeah. So sometimes your team got to be just you, your partner. Mm-hmm. And again, whatever God you follow, I know what God I follow, but whatever God you follow, that right there needs to be your partnership. That right there needs to be your team. And that right there is where your success is going to come from.
Yep.
So stay out this group chat, asking for opinions.
Yep.
And learn how to just listen to the voice inside of your head. Because like the quote says, 9 times out of 10, people ain't going to take your advice if their advice is something that's opposite of what you are already thinking to begin with.
Absolutely. They're gonna make their own decisions regardless, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, once again, we appreciate you guys tuning in to yet another episode of the KC Vibe Podcast. If you would like to listen to past episodes of the KC Vibe Podcast, hop on over to www.kcvibepodcast.com. If you have any questions or concerns, you want to reach out to us, hit us up at askkcvibe@gmail.com.
Yep.
askkcvibe@gmail.com, and we'll get back with you, definitely. I really want to start getting some questions in here.
Yeah.
Give some story time.
Some questions, whatever's on your mind.
I really want a story time segment.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Well, we got about 15, 20 minutes before we need to be headed out of this door. You got anything you want to add?
Nah, man, I'm good. Social medias, I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah, I am AO_KON2 on the Snapchat. You want to follow us on Facebook? We are the KC Vibe Podcast on Facebook. Go ahead and like and share that group. We're also the KC Vibe Podcast on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And the KC Vibe Podcast on the Ticket to Talk.
Yep.
The Ticket to Talk.
And if you can't fathom the still find us, just Google
KC Vibe Podcast.
That's it.
Or go to the website. All of our links are on the website.
Everything. Ain't no excuses. You can find us.
Yeah.
And if you want to find me, I mean, my individual social media is just Martimar86, MARTIMAR86. That's on, I guess, Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok as well.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have anything else to add, baby, we'll get ready to ski daddle on up out of here.
Alrighty then.
As usual, I am the K.
And I'm C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye.